local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7.06, FM Talk 106.5, and it is 7.06.
Not 8.06.
No, 7.06. So I do have to, I'm sure you've had your clocks update themselves. That's the nice thing about the phones and the cars and all that stuff these days. Probably updated out there, so you're good to go. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Also, Kelly's got headlines, and right now, Kane has got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, due to an accident, Half Mile Road is closed at Paget Switch. That's going to be just south of Irvington Bayou La Batterie. St. Elmo Fire Department on the scene. Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Spanish Fort, you're looking good. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night in Mobile's Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy music from Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wed Willie. The music starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
All right, 7.08 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way with our in-depth look at the week. We got the rain back in the mix and cooler weather by the weekend. He'll fill us in there. Plus, the AP rankings are out, but pretty soon we're going to be dealing with the college football playoff series rankings.
Yeah, right? Tomorrow night is the very first release of the college football playoff committee putting out their rankings, and it'll be interesting to see. We know who the top three teams are likely to be, but in what order? I guess we'll find out tomorrow night.
All right, we'll talk more about that with sports and Dalton coming up in just a little bit. Plus, Vice President Pence on the Gulf Coast today. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. We check in with Larry Kirby from LCM coming up, and right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search is on for a missing teenager from Mobile, but if you know where he is, Mobile police want you to be on high alert. Police need your help locating 18-year-old Adrian Daniel Lomax. Lomax was last seen on November the 1st at approximately 7:30 a.m. on Norfolk Court. Now, he's known to frequent the area of Ziegler Boulevard. Lomax's clothing description and his direction of travel, though, are unknown at this hour, but police say it's possible that he is armed, so use caution because he does have a history of becoming angry and enraged when he is confronted and told what to do. So if you know of his whereabouts or you see him, please call 251-208-7211. That is the number to the Mobile Police Department. Also this morning, Mobile Police need your help searching for a suspect who is wanted for a shooting which left a man with life-threatening injuries. The man accused of pulling that trigger is in this country illegally. A shooting happened on October 26th on Old Pascagoula Road. According to police, Ronnie Alvarado is wanted for first-degree assault. The male victim was transported to the hospital and remains in critical condition. According to police, Alvarado is not a U.S. citizen and is, quote, in the U.S. illegally. They believe that Alvarado is originally from either Honduras or Mexico. His last known whereabouts is in the Tillman Corner area. Alvarado is considered armed and dangerous. Authorities say do not approach him. But if you see him or you know of his whereabouts, once again, call Mobile Police at 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Yep, the good thing to do here on the time change, of course, is to check the batteries. Buck reminding of that on the on the text line. Check the batteries in those smoke detectors. Do that twice a year. Do it all the time, but twice a year we talk about remembering to do that. It's a small price to pay. Heck, just put in new batteries in those things.
The beep got me last week before I even could beep. Check it this week, and happened 30 minutes after I fell asleep, so beep. Good times.
How many videos are like on YouTube and stuff where somebody's talking and in the background you hear their smoke detector battery, the low battery going off? I'm like, before you shoot this YouTube video on how to fix a, you know, this piece of, usually I'm looking at something where somebody's changing the oil and something or fixing something on an engine, and yeah. in the background I hear beep. I'm like, go change the smoke detector before you dismantle this Honda 450. Okay, man?
Do they just live with that or what?
It's going to drive me berserk. In Washington, the impeachment inquiry is about to move to the next phase. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
More information out there, the better.
Republican Tom Reed says it's a good thing that the hearings are opening up. But fellow Republican Kevin McCarthy tells CBS's Face the Nation the public hearings won't change a thing.
There's no transparency.
McCarthy says that's because the Democrats remain in control.
They now made the Intel Committee the impeachment committee. They now control even further about which Republicans could even ask questions. They made Adam Schiff not only a fact witness, but he's the judge, the jury, and the prosecutor. That is unheard of.
What's unheard of, says Democrat Elliot Engel, are the actions of President Trump.
The question you have to ask is, did the president really sell out his country with a bribe to a foreign power to get involved in the president's personal political election? That has never been done by any president in the history of this country.
Engel on ABC's This Week is describing a quid pro quo. On CNN's State of the Union, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says a quid pro quo does not exist.
The Ukrainian president has said he didn't realize any aid was being held up. Quote, he felt no pressure. And this entire phone call is about two presidents of respective countries talking about how they got elected.
Not true, says Democrat Jackie Speier.
There's no question now whether there was a quid pro quo.
She tells CBS's Face the Nation that's why the public phase of the investigation is so important.
I think you're going to see all of the transcripts that are going to be released probably within the next 5 days. I don't know if they're all going to be released on the same day, but they're going to be very telling to the American people.
As for when this public phase will officially begin, that all depends, says Steny Hoyer.
I don't know what witnesses are going to come forward, what they're going to say, what evidence will have to be pursued.
On CBS's Face the Nation, the House Majority Leader would only respond,
I think relatively soon.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn on CNN's State of the Union wishes for one thing to come out of this process.
I believe that this whole process, to me, is about preserving this republic, protecting the democracy that we hold dear, and I do not believe that we ought to allow our political feelings to get in the middle of this.
Maybe so, but the impeachment process won't change anything, says Republican Tom Reed.
I understand people want this president removed. We got an election coming up here in a year. Trust the American people. Let D.C. get out of the way and let people lead this country again.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab offers physical and occupation therapy with a hands-on, holistic approach. Building a bridge to better health and wellness through physical and occupational therapy. Azalea City Rehab on Facebook, Twitter, and AzaleaCityRehab.com.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for a shooting suspect considered armed and dangerous. They say Ronis Alvarado shot a man on Old Pascagoula Road near Mobile Greyhound Park on October 26. At last check, the victim was listed in critical condition. Alvarado is known to hang out in the area of Gun Road and Three Notch Road. Call Mobile police if you know where he is. Two capital murder suspects are expected back in a Birmingham courtroom later today. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown are charged in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th from a birthday party at Birmingham's Tom Brown Village. 10 days after her disappearance, Cupcake's body was discovered in a dumpster at a landfill. Daphne Utilities has reached a settlement with Mobile Baykeeper over a longstanding lawsuit over pollution. The 2017 suit questioned whether the utility company was being honest in reporting sewage spills. The settlement really is just the beginning. Mobile Baykeeper says they'll continue to monitor Daphne Utilities and other utilities to make sure everyone is in compliance. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I've been telling you about Harry's for a long time. This is like Harry's meets history. Shaving history. Pointed this out. The humans have been shaving for 5,000 years. From flint tools to shark's teeth to the first copper razor, we always knew that a great shave came down to simple, sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need the flex balls or heated handles, so nor do you. The folks at Harry's want to give you what you want, and that is a great shave. Get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping, when you use our code MOBILE at harrys.com. Harry's is a return to the essential. Quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Here's how you get this great, great deal and join the 10 million of us that have been shaving with Harry's. You get a new customer deal. You'll get $5 off a trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. That means you get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE at checkout, and claim your offer. 717 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. And today, a little warmer than the weekend. Rain in the mix this week. 70s for the high, 72 for today, 76 for tomorrow, 77 for Wednesday, 78 for Thursday. And then the cold front comes through. Things cool back off.
We're a far cry now from those 90-degree temperatures that we had at the beginning of last month.
That is for sure. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Right now, checking sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today. Brought to you by T-Bachelor & Son, Bailey's TV, and your CBD store, West Mobile.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Quick recap from Auburn's win over Ole Miss Saturday night. A portion of my conversation with Gus Malzahn on the Regions Bank postgame show.
You know, Ole Miss had a week off. We knew they'd come in here like gangbusters, and they did. You know, we played without two of our leaders, you know, in Marlin, Denson, and our guys really rallied defensively. Played really good again. We were concerned about their explosive chunk yard plays. They only had two plays of 20-plus, which that's really good against that quarterback. He's dynamic, and I think they were 3 of 15 on third downs. We played really good on third down again. And offensively, you know, we had 500 yards offense, and we only scored 20 points. We had some missed opportunities. But with that being said, too, the third quarter, the two long drives in the third quarter kept them off the field. I think we got a touchdown, and we got a field goal. And then, of course, the fourth quarter, we had a couple big third down conversions after they scored and flipped the field, and obviously we'd like to have that field goal made, but hey, our defense held them out that last drive, so it was a really good team win.
12 of 21 on third downs for your offense, and because you have such pace and because there are such big plays in this offense, Coach, I can't remember the last time you had a game where you had three scoring drives of 13 plus plays in 4 minutes and 40 seconds or more. What does it say about this offense that they're able to put together these sustained drives and cash them in for points?
Well, we were able to run the football, you know, and then we had some short throws we felt like could get us in pace in the first half, and we did that.
Tigers ranked 12th this week. They'll be back on the practice field tomorrow as Georgia looms next weekend. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest for a full line of the highest quality, all-natural CBD products in the industry. Your CBD store of West Mobile products all go through extensive third-party testing to ensure what's on the label is in the bottle. Your CBD store of West Mobile's owner, Joe Brown, and associates will help you choose the best products for your individual needs. Your CBD store of West Mobile offers oils, topicals, edibles, even pet products. On Hillcrest near Greelot, where good health hits home naturally.
Bailey's TV and Mattress has the best prices of the year. In the 2019 TV Value Electronics Shootout, the Sony OLED was just named the king of TV. Stop by Bailey's for a demo today. The Sony OLED is the best picture we've ever seen, perfect for all the big ball games coming up. Bailey's TV providing Mobile excellent service and installation for over 65 years. And Bailey's TV is your local Sonos audio dealer. Bailey's TV and Mattress, Lakeside and Government, 666-0448.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Yeah. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Good morning, everyone, from the CBDAmericaOne.com traffic center. Still got an accident half mile closed at Paget Switch Road, just south of Irvington by Lebatry. St. Elmo Fire Department on the scene working on an accident with injuries. We look great across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, Fairhope and Daphne haven't had any other delays. The Mobile International Festival celebrating the art and science of food Saturday, November 23rd from 10 to 4 at the grounds in Mobile. Enjoy international foods, live music, dance, and more. Get tickets at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Hey, I'm Sean. There's Dalton. Kelly's on the way. Dr. Bill's on the way. And, of course, Kane, he's got our traffic. A slew of stories. It happens every time. The time change twice a year. Slew of stories out about health effects and people not being able to deal with the time change. Am I missing something? It's an hour change. It's not like we change by 12 hours.
Yeah.
Well, people like the how many Americans have sleep issues after the time? Believe me, I want to stay on daylight saving time. I don't like the change. I like more light in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But give me a break. If your constitution's so delicate that the change of an hour sends you to the doctor, really?
Yeah, they always say there's like an increase in heart attacks.
Yes, yes.
Now, the seasonal affective disorder, which acronym,
yes,
SAD, makes right. a lot of sense. But, mm-hmm. You know, I've been there where, and I'm not blaming the time change, but when you leave the sunlight being out all the time, mm-hmm. and nice warm temperatures, and it gets cold and kind of gloomy, I've noticed that I've been noticeably gloomier when that happens every now and then. But to the point
where— But this
is
on day one stuff.
Yeah, no, not for me.
That's like day one, the people can't handle the time
change.
How
do they handle, like, not even cross country, like international flights, but like, how do they?
They fly to Denver.
Yes.
They're going to be that messed up.
I guess so.
My goodness. Okay. Yeah. And I get the SADS thing. That's one of the things I don't like about the change, because we always come to work in the dark, no matter what time it is, what time of the year it is. And then when, you know, you have a longer day here and you go home in the dark, I don't know if I get depressed. I get angry. I'm like, dang it, I didn't get to do anything outside. I didn't, you
miss
know,
so the entire
I get
day
mads.
Of sunlight.
Is there MADS? I don't know. We'll figure out what the acronym is for that.
MADS.
I get MADS. All right, 7:24, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An arrest has been made in a recent gas station shooting in the Port City. Mobile police arrested 20-year-old Christopher Sullivan. He is now charged with first-degree assault and that shooting at an Exxon gas station on Highway 90 at Carroll Plantation Road. It happened over the weekend. Sullivan was arrested and charged with first-degree assault and has been booked into Metro Jail. The shooting victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. At this hour, Sullivan remains at Metro Jail and the shooting is still under investigation. There's a silver lining being reported this morning after severe weather impacted the city of Dothan. Who could forget that severe weather after Hurricane Michael, during Hurricane Michael? We now know this morning that the city's crunching those numbers, and Dothan has experienced a 10.7% increase in sales tax revenue growth in the 2019 fiscal year. Hurricane Michael is being attributed to the growth, according to the Dothan Eagle. That's because the Category 5 storm heavily damaged several communities in adjacent counties, which equaled multiple hotel stays and increased shopping in the city. Overall, the city collected $74.1 million between October 2018 through September 2019. That was an increase of almost $7.2 million, $7.2 million more than the previous fiscal year. Strong sales meant that businesses
businesses submitted more than $6 million in sales tax revenue in September, which was an 11.1% increase over the same time frame in 2018, well, that fiscal year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Some of the eyes on Washington today. Testimony day as the impeachment proceedings moves into the next phase. Also, President Trump wants the name of the whistleblower who complained about the Perfecto phone call with the Ukrainian president. Republicans want that person to appear in public testimony. But as Bob Constantini from Westwood One reports, a key witness might be heard behind closed doors this week, which would be problematic for the White House.
The president is itching to out the whistleblower, though that person is supposed to be guaranteed some anonymity under federal law. House Democrats have almost put him or her aside to focus on what is public already about the president's call with Ukraine's leader and the favor he wanted.
My phone call was perfecto. It was totally appropriate. But he gave a report, he or she, but according to the newspapers, it's a he. They know who it is. You know who it is. You just don't want to report it.
The lawyer for the two whistleblowers has made an offer for the original accuser to answer written questions from Republicans, bypassing Democrats who are leading the impeachment probes. A host of witnesses are scheduled to appear at the House closed-door hearings this week, most prominent of whom is John Bolton, President Trump's former national security advisor. Bolton's attorney says he won't show up voluntarily, but will receive a subpoena. Still, the White House is bound to order him to not appear.
It's really up to the lawyers. I like John Bolton. I always got along with him.
Actually, Bolton left the White House on bad terms, including the long-standing Washington dispute of whether someone was fired or quit. And Bolton was quoted by one witness on Capitol Hill as calling what Mr. Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, was trying to bargain for in Ukraine a drug deal. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, Dr. Bill's got our forecast on the way. And yeah, talking about those smoke alarms and the beep from the low batteries. You're right, Ben. Ben points out on the Feinbaum show, every 10th caller on Feinbaum has that going on in the background. Which always leads me to the question, y'all got time to call Feinbaum and get on hold there, but you don't have time to go check the battery in the smoke detector. But we'll be monitoring that this afternoon. Ben, I might think it might be every 8th caller instead of every 10th with the beeping in the background during Feinbaum. We'll check. All right, 728, Dr. Bill's on the way. Plus, we got a sports update from Dalton, rankings after this weekend, and what happens tomorrow when the real rankings come out. We'll find out. 728, be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore has filed the necessary paperwork to qualify to run for the U.S. Senate. Moore filed the paperwork last week at the Alabama Republican Party's headquarters. He officially announced his intent to run back in June. Moore lost the Senate seat to Democrat Doug Jones in a 2017 special election. This is also the week that could see former Senator Jeff Sessions toss his hat into the ring for his old job. 5 o'clock Friday is the deadline to qualify for the Republican primary. Later today, Vice President Mike Pence will travel to Biloxi to campaign for Republican gubernatorial candidate Tate Reeves. President Trump campaigned for Reeves last Friday in Tupelo. Reeves will face off with Democratic candidate and current Attorney General Jim Hood in tomorrow's election. The winner will succeed Republican Governor Phil Bryant. A high school student in Florida is charged with attempted murder after police say he tried to hire someone to kill a school employee. 18-year-old Nicholas Godfrey is a student at 5A High School in Pasco County. Investigators say he made the threat on Instagram. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, approximately 75% of gun-related crimes are committed with stolen firearms from hardworking people like you and me. Why not team up with Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and help put an end to this rising statistic and lock them up? Liberty Safes offers many models in stock with a wide range of fire protection and security features. Come by Mike Ward's today to find the right safe to fit your needs. You're going to find service like no other. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe, exit 5B, I-65 at Moffitt in Mobile. Phone number 471-1130.
Some Trump administration officials scheduled to give depositions this week in the House impeachment investigation won't be doing so, says correspondent Suzanne Malvo.
Democrats are trying to play this down, saying they don't need the testimony from these individuals. Obviously, they're disappointed, but they say they are now ready to move forward a new phase of the investigation. That would be the public testimony.
The head of Iran's nuclear program said today the country is launching a new array of at least 30 advanced centrifuges in violation of its nuclear agreement with world powers. He also said the country is working on a prototype centrifuge that's 50 times faster than those allowed under the agreement. Two accused murderers are on the loose after breaking out of the Monterey County Jail in Northern California yesterday morning. The two had been in custody since last year. And the Maria wildfire northwest of Los Angeles is now 70% contained. It's already burned almost 15 square miles. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Under Armour shares are down 13% pre-market after a lackluster quarterly earnings report today. The company cut its earnings guidance. Also affecting its performance are headlines that federal authorities are investigating its accounting practices, looking to see whether the sportswear maker shifted sales from quarter to quarter to appear more profitable. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating whether battery defects in Tesla vehicles may have caused the cars to burst into flames. The probe centers on certain battery system software updates in Model S and Model X vehicles made since 2012. He's dressed some of Hollywood's biggest names for red carpet events for almost two decades, but designer Zac Posen is shutting down his namesake label after attempts to sell it went nowhere. The Dow enjoyed a 300-point gain at the close of November's first session. NASDAQ enjoyed a record-high close up 77, and the S&P notched a record, too, ending the day 25 points higher. Futures trending higher, too. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with SalonPause. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like SalonPause Lidocaine Patch. SalonPause Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver SalonPause box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPause, it's good medicine.
Look. I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Beautiful weekend, and but we deserved it after all that time. I was looking at the Greater Gulf State Fairs breaking record attendance, and I think that was all the people that couldn't go when it was raining all went over the last 3 days of the fair. It was a beautiful weekend.
Yeah, with temperatures in the mid-60s, it was chilly at night, but those afternoon readings are very, very pleasant. And we're going to see a warm-up now. It's going to be up to about 72 this afternoon. The big high-pressure system that gave us a beautiful weekend is now moving to the East Coast. When that happens, we start to warm up in our area, and we can expect that to continue for another couple of days. May see some clouds tonight, but it will be warmer tonight, about 52 for the low. And then tomorrow should be a partly cloudy day and up to around 75 degrees. So a nice day tomorrow, and then Wednesday again, a few scattered clouds and about 75. Now, we've got some rain in the forecast for this week, and it looks like Thursday and into Friday. Thursday will be a mostly cloudy day with showers developing, but we're going to get into the upper 70s. And showers will be numerous Thursday night. As another cold front comes in, this one is a fairly strong one, not quite as strong as the last one, but it is going to cool us off. So Friday, We'll still have some lingering showers and cooler, about 65. And then over the weekend, looks good now. Sunny skies and temperatures in the mid-60s. So it looks like we could get another beautiful weekend with chilly temperatures at night, but very pleasant afternoon readings.
All right. You talk about that low in the Gulf. Is that tropical in nature? What is that?
Yeah, there is a little low-pressure system that is going to be affecting southeast Alabama and the eastern portion of the Florida Panhandle. Will give them some shower activity tonight and tomorrow. We expect that to continue to move west, but it'll move farther out in the Gulf and then dissipate. So we're going to go with partly cloudy skies for tomorrow and Wednesday and some very mild temperatures.
Elsewhere in the tropics, you watching anything?
Yeah, it's looking good right now. It's quiet over the Atlantic, although there are a few scattered or clusters of thunderstorms in the tropical Atlantic. Don't expect any development there, and it looks good right now across the Caribbean and the Gulf.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. All right, I saw this story. Maybe you've heard it already about this Minnesota college student who was moving the similar to Smoking the Bandit, but different. Moving the Krispy Kreme donuts from Iowa into Minnesota.
Yeah, very similar to Smoking the Bandit.
Okay, listen. So, the story from the Associated Press, an enterprising Minnesota college student who drove to Iowa every weekend to buy hundreds of Krispy Kreme donuts that he then sold to his own customers in the Twin City areas, has been warned by the confectionery giant to stop. There have been no Krispy Kreme stores in Minnesota for 11 years. So Jason Gonzalez, 21, of Champlin, Minnesota, would drive 270 miles to a Krispy Kreme store in Clive, Iowa, pack his car with up to 100 boxes, each carrying 12 donuts, and then drive back north to deliver them to customers in Minneapolis-St. Paul. He charged $17 to $20 per box.
Wow.
He said some of his customers spent nearly $100 each time with him. Gonzalez says he did not receive a discount from the store in Iowa where he bought the donuts. But less than a week after the St. Paul Pioneer Press reported his money-making scheme, Gonzalez received a phone call from Krispy Kreme's Nebraska office telling him to stop. The senior studying accounting at Metropolitan State University in St. Paul was told his sales created a liability for the North Carolina-based company. Krispy Kreme has not returned a call from the AP requesting comment. Gonzalez, also known as the Donut Guy, would have made his 20th run to Iowa on Saturday. He told his Facebook followers on Thursday he has been told to shut down operations. Said life happens. It could be a sign that something else is meant to be. That's rotten, Krispy Kreme.
It is.
I mean, know they're going to say, it's liability on their part. No, it's not. No, it's not. Once he's purchased, then the liability is on him.
Yeah, either build a store there in Minnesota or quit whining about a guy making a little money. I don't know how much a dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts goes for now.
Somebody will let us know on the text line.
Yeah, it's
sure.
been too long since I've ordered a dozen donuts, but $17 to $20 a box, he's got to be making quite the return on that.
So there you go. I mean, he's doing what, that's entrepreneurial spirit. I like it.
Black market donuts.
That's right. I mean, what the market demands, the market will find a way around. All right, 7:40, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing & Recovery Traffic Center, we have several vehicles involved in an accident with injuries at Snow Road and Jeff Hamilton Road. Also, eastbound I-10 between Range Line and 65, they've got an accident. And the lights are out on Old Shell and 65 on both sides of the interstate. Be careful. This Saturday night, Kane's Warrior Kids is having a huge toy drive for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital downtown at Pat's at 271 Dolphin Street from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Bring a new unwrapped toy and see live music from Nick Wood, the singer Fat Lip. Help the kids who can't be home for Christmas this Saturday night at Pat's and Mobile. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk CBD with CBD retailer Joe Brown and Dr. Jan Roberts of NYU's Silver School of Social Work. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Joe Brown owns Your CBD Store in West Mobile. He tried CBD and immediately started opening a store to get quality CBD into the hands of other people it could help. Dr. Jan Roberts is the co-founder of the International Research Center on Cannabis and Health and runs CBD studies and presents her findings across the globe. As Joe Brown told me, Cam, you want to know what's working? CBD is working. And it sure is. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
All right, 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and see what's happening on the lot. And you are in the looking for vehicle mode, Larry. Talk about this.
Absolutely, yeah. We got a great inventory on the lot as always, but we got five, six vehicles we're looking for, particular vehicles for customers. So the weather kind of held us up a little last week, so we're going to work hot and heavy on it this week.
Yeah, talk about that process for somebody who's looking for a vehicle in particular. How do they get with y'all on that?
Well, the easiest thing is just call us, and then we'll walk them through it, or they can go online to the request line, or we prefer they just come by and sit down, and we can pull everything up on the big screen and walk through it that way.
You know, and you got a great inventory of vehicles around here, but y'all look all over the Southeast for these vehicles.
Absolutely. We go personally as well. We've got buyers that's been with us for years, so we have scattered around the Southeast and Southwest, so we depend on them to help us too.
All right, good deal. Give people directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:43, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There is a new name at the helm of the Alabama Democratic Party many months after back-and-forth battles began over governance and leadership because the previously elected chair said she would not step down. The Montgomery Advertiser is reporting that Representative Christopher England of Tuscaloosa was elected on Saturday. England garnered 104 of 171 ballots cast at the meeting of the State Democratic Executive Committee. According to the Associated Press, the vote came after the approximately 175 members of the SDEC, the party's governing body, voted 172-0 to remove Chair Nancy Worley and Vice Chair Randy Kelly. As for Worley, she is reminding the public that she was elected in 2018 and intends to continue to lead the party. It's new week, and yes, we have set our clocks back over the weekend, and now two new laws are in effect which may impact your morning and evening commute. If you do not wear your seatbelt and you're driving or you're the passenger, whether up front or in the back seat, well, you will be ticketed. And the anti-road rage law is now in effect as well. Slower drivers are prohibited from being in the left lane and slowing down the flow of traffic. The new rule of road laws are in effect, and more specific now. You may recall that the law initially went into effect September the 1st, but violators were only issued warnings during that 60-day grace period. Well, that time frame allowed for warnings then, but today means tickets will be handed out. So if you're ticketed in Mobile County, that ticket is close to $200. And if you're ticketed over in Baldwin County, that's about $30 more. Drive safely to and from your destination today. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway
59 in Foley.
This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile at the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile police are looking for a shooting suspect considered armed and dangerous. They say Ronis Alvarado shot a man on Old Pascagoula Road near Mobile Greyhound Park on October 26. At last check, the victim was listed in critical condition. Alvarado is known to hang out in the area of Gun Road and Three Notch Road. Call Mobile police if you know where he is. Two capital murder suspects are expected back in a Birmingham courtroom later today. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown are charged in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. She was abducted on October 12th from a birthday party at Birmingham's Tom Brown Village. 10 days after her disappearance, Cupcake's body was discovered in a dumpster at a landfill. Daphne Utilities has reached a settlement with Mobile Baykeeper over a long-standing lawsuit over pollution. The 2017 suit questioned whether the utility company was being honest in reporting sewage spills. The settlement really is just the beginning. Mobile Baykeeper says they'll continue to monitor Daphne Utilities and other utilities to make sure everyone is in compliance. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Stock up the fridge and freezer this fall and holidays with Monroe sausage and Monroe bacon. For a versatile and hearty meal or snack, any time of the day or night, Monroe sausage and Monroe bacon, monroesausage.com. Yeah, it's that good.
Good morning, 7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Tomorrow night, we'll get the first college football playoff committee rankings of the season. Until then, though, we'll have to rely on the Associated Press Top 25 polls. The Week 10 poll was released yesterday, and for the most part, the top 10 remains unchanged. LSU, Alabama, and Ohio State each had the weekend off and remain 1, 2, and 3 at the top of the poll. And with that game this Saturday in Tuscaloosa, LSU against Alabama, that sets up the first regular season number 1 versus number 2 game since those same two teams did it back in 2011. Right now, Alabama head coach Nick Saban maintains that starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will be a game-time decision. That didn't stop odds makers from installing the Tide as 6-point favorites over the Tigers. Clemson remains ranked 4th after crushing Wofford 59-14. Penn State stayed steady at number 5 after a bye week. Georgia moved up 2 spots to number 6 after the Bulldogs beat Florida 24-17. Oregon remained at number 7 after beating USC 56-24. Utah moved up 1 spot to number 8 with a 33-28 win over Washington. Oklahoma had the week off, but they moved up 1 spot to number 9. And Florida rounds out the top 10, dropping 4 spots following their second loss of the year. Baylor comes in at number 11, and Auburn fell 1 spot to number 12 after a too-close-for-comfort win over Ole Miss 20-14. Willie Taggart is out at Florida State after only 21 games as the head coach. Taggart was fired Sunday following a 27-10 loss to the Seminoles' rival Miami. Florida State dropped to 4-5 and needs wins in 2 of its final 3 games just to get back to bowl eligibility. In Taggart's first year last season, Florida State failed to make a bowl game for the first time since 1981. Under the terms of Taggart's 6-year, $30 million contract, Florida State's athletic department will owe him between $17 and $18 million.
Whoa.
It's a pretty good chunk of change to be paid to not be coaching.
I'll go to the house for that.
Assistant coach Odell Haggins, who was the interim coach when Jimbo Fisher left in 2017, will once again serve as the interim coach for the remainder of this year. In the NFL last night, Baltimore handed New England their first loss of the season in a 37-20 Ravens win. Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson passed for 163 yards with one touchdown and added 61 yards rushing with two more touchdowns on the ground. A couple former Alabama players had big nights. Ravens running back Mark Ingram totaled 116 yards rushing on 15 carries. And Marlon Humphrey returned a fumble 70 yards for a touchdown.
And the ball is out. And there's no whistle yet. And this is Marlon Humphrey who's going to take it to the end zone. It'll be 70 yards if it stands.
That's the call from NBC. It was the Patriots' first loss since December 2018. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won the Texas 500 for the third year in a row, securing a spot in the championship race at Miami in 2 weeks. After starting from the pole, Harvick led 119 of 334 laps. His Stewart Haas Racing teammates, Eric Almirola and Daniel Suarez, finished second and third. In fourth, Joey Logano was the only playoff driver other than Harvick to finish in the top five. Alex Bowman finished fifth. Martin Truex Jr. ended the night sixth, Kyle Busch seventh, and Ryan Blaney eighth. With Martin Truex Jr. already locked in for the final four at Homestead, the final two spots for the title race will be determined next weekend at Phoenix. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. A multi-vehicle accident with injuries at Snow Road and Jeff Hamilton Road been tying up traffic. Eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. They're working another accident. And again, lights been out at Old Shell and 65 on both sides of the interstate. Be careful. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
By the way, a story just popped up from the folks over at Gizmodo. Headline here. This is like my best headline ever. If you do a bad job wrapping your presents, people will like them more. Then people should love the presents I give. That's a good news. Give you more on that coming up. Right now, Kelly's got real headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 because it is never too early to look to the weekend. Coming up this Saturday, November the 9th, there is a free document shredding, e-cycling plus a cleanup. And this is in honor of America Recycles Day. So two events side by side on one day. Let's talk about the first. The free document shredding is from 8 to 12 noon. And then you have the free electronic recycling event from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Just go to the Griggs Elementary School at 6001 Three Notch Road. You enter from Carroll Plantation Road to drive through and drop off. And then get this, you can have free lunch as well, because the Veterans Day cleanup needs your help and they're going to feed you to say thank you. Just go to the Southwest Mobile County Chamber of Commerce, also at 5055 Carroll Plantation Road. So 8 a.m. is registration. That's where you pick up your supplies and the cleanup zone assignments. And then 11 a.m. you return to the chamber for lunch and your service documentation. If you have questions, you can call 251-444-7144. Restaurants in Mississippi are now seating people and their pets. Under a new policy, a restaurant must have a separate outside entrance into a designated outdoor dog-friendly area. Dogs, though, they must remain on their leashes, and they are not allowed to go indoors unless considered a service dog. The Mississippi State Department of Health's new policy went into effect last Friday. Restaurants must apply for a variance to the department's food code, which will allow the animals, and you must pay a $165 inspection fee. Disposable dishes and utensils are required. Dogs cannot come into contact with any items involved in food service operations, and employees cannot touch nor handle the animals. For more information, go to healthyms.com/doggy dining. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, I've seen the text from people say, hey, I take my dog at this restaurant or that restaurant locally, usually outside patio area. That's fine. Well-behaved dogs. I just would say, what could go wrong? Go wrong with a bunch of dogs on the patio on their leashes, and one goes for a sandwich and the other one tries to go after that one, and the leashes wrap around the owner's legs and they're trying to get up from the chair, and it's mayhem, and it's just the way my mind works. It's probably nothing like that.
No, but I'm sure. Nothing ever goes wrong when you got a bunch of dogs involved.
Everything will be fine. 7:57, coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.